Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is 100%.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. All right, so in the news, we have Relay for Life, where I am the team captain, team I Am Blessed, that's EYEAMBLESS, ministry and management. Okay, today we're taking action with Mr. Kansas Simmons. How you doing, Mr. Simmons?
I am absolutely blessed, and Tanya and Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for having me.
So for you taking the time out. So for all the listeners out there, again, this is Mr. Kansas Simmons. Tell us a little bit about growing up.
Well, of course, I'm Kansas Simmons. That's K-A-N-T-I-S Simmons. And I was raised in what you call a middle-class broke family. Now, if anybody know about being middle-class broke, I had a nice mom, a nice dad. But we were middle-class broke, right? Had a nice house, nice green grass. But, you know, in a middle-class broke family, somebody had to always be working. And my mom and dad, they did their best in raising my household. We would take vacations on the weekend. You know, that might have been South DeKalb Mall in Decatur, Georgia. We may have gone to Six Flags on the weekend. Or if it was a good weekend, we would take a vacation and go to Six Flags. But my middle-class broke parents really encouraged me to really hone in on education. You know, they always impressed upon me the importance of reading a book, the importance of learning a skill, the importance of knowing how to communicate. And that opened up doorways for me to be in school for 25 years, 5 years of pre-K, 7 years of elementary school, 5 years of high school, 4 years of college, and then 4 more years of grad school. And I was so blessed to be able to get a degree as a chemist, the chemistry major, and then later on got a degree from Lehigh University and got a BS degree from Norfolk State University in chemistry, and got a Master's of Science degree from Lehigh University, and then a second Master's degree from Georgia Tech in Textile and Fiber Engineering, and three amazing degrees, and was so blessed to do them all on college scholarships, and that opened up opportunities for me to work as a research scientist at NASA, Langley Research Center up in Langley, Virginia, and then transition over to being a research and development scientist, developing contact lenses for a company called SIBA Vision. So through all of that, I'm just a young man who was raised on a middle-class, broke family who had some great opportunities and who come in contact with some amazing people. And life has been absolutely phenomenal since then.
Wow, that's just awesome. So tell us one thing that people may not know about you.
Yeah, so the big thing that people may not know about me, you know, with all of the education, with the amazing career as a scientist, I grew up very insecure. And for those that have ever seen me online at KansasSimmons.com or my social media at Kansas Simmons, you may notice that I have a really cool birth defect. And this cool birth defect, when I was born, on my left hand, missing some of my fingers. You know, I don't have all 10. But today I'm the coolest guy with 7.25 fingers. And for many years, my finger mess in the back of my mind is sort of made me feel like I can't, I won't, and I'll never. You see, I remember when I was growing up, you know how boys we are in elementary school, you know, we want to reach out to the nice little cute girl. And so there was a cute girl in my school by the name of Keisha. And I reached out to Keisha, and I was like, hey, Keisha, how you doing? And Keisha was like, hold up, wait a minute. What's wrong with your finger? She said, no, you have the cooties. And so right there in the fifth grade is when I felt like I had the cooties because Keisha told me I had the cooties. Later on, I played baseball and youth baseball, and one day playing, the glove that I had, my baseball glove, fell off. And the parents in the stands noticed I was missing some of my fingers. And they started calling me special, like, ooh, wow, he's a good baseball player, right? But he's missing some of his fingers on his left hand, and how is he able to catch the glove? And when I would get up to bat, they would talk about me and say, you know, oh, he's special. And there was this conversation going around. And so for many years in my mind, Tanya, I would feel like I had the cooties and I was special. And then I learned something some years later when I was a drum major, and I came home one night and I had my marching band gloves on my hand and they were flapping in the air. And so I always became very self-conscious that other people was looking at or thinking about my mess. But you know what? I realized that if I continue to hold on to that mess or this insecurity or this way of thinking, it would never put me on the path to success. And so I'm always encouraging people, like, brother, sister, you don't have to get over your mess to really be a success. And so today, you know, I've turned my mess into my message, and I'm just doing my best here in life, just showing people that, hey, we can take what you have and use that skill, use the knowledge you may have, the information you have, the know-how, and showing other people how to do that. And so many people don't, you know, really know that I have this really cool birth defect, and it's part of my story.
That is awesome. So, like you said, we will start with, let's say, middle school. What would have been your first, like your favorite subject?
Well, actually, when I was coming up, I didn't have middle school, so I went straight from elementary school into high school. And I it was math and science. Right, math and science. That's why I ended up majoring as a scientist, majoring in chemistry. Math and science was my thing. Like, I'm the type of dude that I have a hard time remembering stuff. Like, I got a big head, right? But it's like I'm not remembering things. I'm the type of dude that I can hold on and understand some foundational principles, and then I can figure things out. Right. And so I was always, you know, right now today, I feel like everything in life is figure outable. Right. So if you know a few foundational principles, you know, a few laws or a few equations, then we can figure everything else out. And that's so when I was in school, math and science was my go to. Now, I was terrible in English. I was terrible in social studies. I was always follow people in my history class. But, yeah, I'm a math and science guy.
So you said English was not your strong suit. So for all the listeners out there, what do you recommend if you're having, like, struggles with certain subjects? These days we're dealing with COVID. So How would they go about finding a resource such as a tutor?
Yeah, so, you know, right now today, you know, with everything that I mentioned earlier, I'm in the area of academic and school success. And so in transitioning from being a scientist, I went over into this whole academic space. And so there are a lot of things that I train people on as far as getting better grades in school, knowing how to play your A game. You know, Tanya, it's really funny that even though I wasn't good in English, I had to develop certain skill sets, even as a scientist, knowing how to communicate, knowing how to write papers and publish papers. Even today, I'm the author of 6 books, and I had to develop it. I had to work on it. You know, I tell people all the time, find the person in your industry or around you who's the best at doing that. So, like, in a few days here, we're going to have the Super Bowl coming up, right? And we got 2 teams in the Super Bowl, and one will be the champion. And so next year, we got to study the champions so we can beat the champions. So I encourage people, and ask them, who's the champion around you who's the best at a certain topic, right? Who's the best at English? Who's the best at literature? Who's the best in math? Who's the best with geometry? Now, it could be a teacher, it could be a parent, it could be a counselor, it could be a family friend, but now spending time working on that so you can improve that. You know, every quarter, every 6 months, I'm always looking to see, hey, what area in life am I weak in, right? Is it communicating? Is it selling my course? Is it being more disciplined with my body? You know, can I do a better job of going to sleep and waking up on time? Can I do a better job of doing better on my podcast or my YouTube videos? Always looking to improve. So I encourage people, identify your strengths and your weaknesses, and then find other people around you who have those strengths to get with them and now work with them to now build up your weaknesses.
Yes, I agree. We definitely have to do a SWOT analysis for the listeners out there. That's strengths, a little of the marketing world. So find your niche, find your resource or your mentor,
right,
as Mr. Kansas stated. Find your mentor, a person that you can learn your craft, get the necessary knowledge, and grow. We must always hone in on our skill set. So I agree. Do you have any siblings, Mr. Kansas?
Yes, I have. I'm the oldest of 3. With my, of course, my mom and my dad, I have an older brother. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that once the system works. And what I mean by that is, you know, my mom and dad, they have been together for 50 years. We just celebrated their 50th anniversary a few months ago, right during COVID, had a nice little drive-through anniversary party. And one of the cool things that my mom and dad did was that even though I was the oldest, they did the same thing with my brother, right? They impressed upon the importance of education. They identified my brother's gifts and talents. My brother, from age of like 4 until where he is today, he's been in the area of music. He's a professional pianist. He has his own music school. And he teaches and works with young people and adults on playing the piano, right? Then my sister, who's the baby, they found and identified what her skill sets were, what her talents were, and impressed upon her the importance of education. Just like myself, she has 3 degrees, right? And she works in the area of computer science. She's also, you know, works for a major company there in operations. She's also a professor at a university. And she mentors other girls, right? And so the beautiful thing about it is that the system works. And I think it's so imperative that parents understand their kids, understand their students, and put things in place so that they can be the best at doing them. And, you know, with what I'm doing now is, you know, as I speak across the country, speak across the world, and helping in academic success, helping in the area of college funding, I think it's so important that, let's just keep it real, right? Young people are, look, kids are kids, teenagers are teenagers, right? But let's keep it real. They're very immature, right? There are some things that they have not grown into. That's why it's so imperative that our schools and our teachers and our parents take the role of mentoring and coaching our young people to put them on a path until they can make some mature decisions. And so I encourage every parent, I encourage every parent to look at your child as, or even your kids as a team, right? When you're the quarterback, you know how to get the ball to the wide receiver or to the running back. When you're the point guard on the basketball team, you know how to get the ball to the shooters. And as a parent, that's your goal. Your goal is to coach the team so that we can all win, right? Coach the team so the family can win. And I encourage parents to do just that.
Yes. What was your favorite sport? I know you touched on baseball. Were there any other sports?
You know, I'll tell you what's so funny is that because of my cool birth defect, my mom felt like football was too violent. I really wanted to play football, but I ended up being in the marching band and drum major, so I didn't play football. I played basketball for less than 3 minutes. The first time I got in the game, I ran down the court. I stole the ball. As I stole the ball, I broke my ankle. I was out for like a year. And I think I broke it again playing baseball. And what I just realized is that, hey, baseball was my thing. Now, today, I'm going to add another sport. I play golf, right? I call it old man baseball. Old man baseball is we transition to playing golf. But I'm absolutely a sports fanatic. I love all the sports. I watch all the sports. And there's so many things that you can learn from those. But baseball was my go-to sport.
What's your day-to-day? Like, what would be your routine when you wake up?
Yeah, so my routine is, as a full-time entrepreneur, you know, my routine is basically set off of, you know, how I decide to make that happen. And so I wake up, I spend my mornings in what I call my morning motivation time, like a morning ritual. That includes prayer. That includes taking time to write my goals. And taking time to read. So prayer, meditation, and reading. And then also during the morning times, you know, I'm trying to work on this here six-pack over here, but more so just being the best that I can possibly be at being healthy. And so right now it's going to the gym, you know, at least doing 2 to 3 miles of walking and running, lifting weights. And then my day starts. And one of the things that I'm getting better at is that I identify what are the top 10 things that must be done in this day to make this day a success. And so I write down the top 10 things. I write them on, I got a big board, or I write them in a thing on my phone. And I focus all on getting those top 10 things done. Anything that's outside of those top 10, I don't do. And one of the things that I've learned is by focusing on those top 10, a lot of times I can get them done in the morning, right? And so along with that, you know, so I'm a full-time speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and I am number one marketing or branding myself to book speaking engagements. Number two, I'm actually doing speaking engagements, whether that's in person or virtual. And three, I have online programs and coaching programs where I'm helping other people get to their objective. Like I have an online program dealing with getting better grades, my Play Your A Game program. Then I have another program called College Paid in Full. It's designed to help students and parents, more so parents, locate the money they need to pay the college funding bill. And so throughout my day, I'm focused on those areas, speaking more out into the world, helping more people with my programs, and then lastly is working with other people, work with other entrepreneurs. Now, the cool thing I've done by being able to take my science career and transfer that into a business, information business, I now help other entrepreneurs take their ideas, their stories, their expertise, and turn it into a speech, turn it into a book, turn it into an online program, and now helping them get their message out. So every single day with me is different, but I focus on my morning routine. I focus on my working out, and then throughout the day, I lock in and I focus on my top 10 things. And going from there, whether that's speaking, whether that's selling programs, whether that's coaching individuals, my day typically looks the same but different. And then outside of that, I have fun with my family and friends and even with my church.
This is awesome. So my top 10 things, I call it my to-do list. I think that is
right.
Very important. So, yes, let's talk about how the listeners can reach you via
mm-hmm.
the school, the teaching, as well as your podcast. So I want to do all those nice taglines.
Yeah, so first of all, everything, you can find on my website, KantisSimmons.com, KantisSimmons.com. There you can get access to my podcast. It's all on YouTube. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Google Play. It's on all the podcast platforms. And it's simply called The Kantis Simmons Show. And it's designed to help students succeed in school and succeed in life. Also on my website, or you can go over to collegepaidinfull.com. You know, I'm super duper passionate about helping, you know, parents and students find the money that they, you know, desire for college. And College Paid in Full, I really break down the my college funding framework that we're being using to help people locate and find college scholarships. You know, as I mentioned earlier, maybe I did. All those college degrees, I got them all basically free with no money, right? All on full scholarships. And so I feel like it's part of my life work to help other students and families be able to do the same thing. And that's over at College Paid in Full. On social media, I keep it simple. I'm just at Kantis Simmons on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else.
Okay. Now, what are the ages? Is it an age limit
for the
scholarship help?
Yeah, so, well, of course, the age limit is this program is great for those that are juniors in high school all the way up to those that are sophomores and juniors in college, right? It's more so a program for families. So you think about mothers and fathers, right? Households who are looking for money, parents who start thinking about college around their junior year. So for those that are junior in high school, senior in college, those that are looking now to go into college, as well as for those individuals who are in college, and also for those mature adults who are also looking for money to go back to college. So my College Paid in Full, at collegepaidinfull.com, you get all the details about that there. Also, work in the area of academic success. And Tanya, if you don't mind, for your listeners, if they want to get a free copy of my book, they can simply go over to playyouragamebook.com. Playyouragamebook.com. This is where I break down the seven effective study habits of, you know, of A students. And they can get that book, and I just really break down the things that I've done over the years and the different things that I've coached students and parents on and showing them what it takes to, you know, stay focused in school, how to stay motivated, and also showing them what it takes to get really good grades and how to study and how to approach the whole school thing. And that is That's for elementary, middle school, high school, as well as college students. So that's at playyouragamebook.com.
And for our listeners out there, all social media for Mr. Cancer Simmons is posted on the flyer. You can have it as well as playback. Mr. Simmons, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out. It has been a pleasure. And I wish you continued success and blessings. And I'm just so thankful you decided to share your testimony with us today.
I absolutely appreciate it. Thank you, Tanya, for what you're doing and how you're servicing people and how you're getting your message out here and helping people, you know, make that next big step in their life. So I salute you and I thank you. You know, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with your audience, and I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
What a great way to end our evening. I want to thank you again. And this is 100% with your host, Tanya Jackson. Be blessed, for I am blessed. EYEAMBLESS. You can reach me at EYEAMBLESS on all social media. Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Oh, come on, clap your hands, come on. All the faith you need is about the size of a mustard seed.